Mr. President.
Oh, Mr. Ambassador.
Or rather, good night, I should say.
Yes. I hope I didn't wake you up.
No. I'm just sitting well, you know. Now, of course, we're very much prepared to this wonderful event.
Yes. I wanted to tell you that I was delighted to hear from Scowcroft that we were going to hit with San Clemente.
Yeah, well, he just sent a special message to me. I didn't want to bother you personally.
No. But things like that always get to me personally.
Yeah, I understand.
Let me tell you, we can just talk among friends.
Yes, of course.
That I have just checked with Mrs. Nixon, and we have room for naturally a secretary.
Yes.
And we have two other bedrooms. If you could come, it would be fine. Or if Gromyko's coming, he could be there. I mean, the two of you. Okay. And also, I have another room for a security man.
Oh, I understand.
And, you know, although our security men, they just stand outside.
So you just give an extra to three rooms, I think. Well,
I have three rooms, basically, where we could take three guests.
Yeah.
Now, the room that he will be in will be a room for him alone.
Oh, I understand.
And another room...
It will be in your house.
Yeah. All of these are in my house.
Oh, all of them. Oh, I think...
Everything is in my house.
Because our people, when they were there, they said that there will be no room there. Okay.
No. You see, there's one room... Mr. Ambassador, you remember the little cottage that looks like a Japanese pergola?
Yes.
We put him there because it gives him a sense of privacy.
I agree.
And then I have two guest bedrooms. One is my daughter's room. She won't be there. And another is a guest room. So, in other words, we can take care of you, of naturally, Mr. Brezhnev.
Mr. Gromyko and myself.
And you, if you like.
Yes.
And if Gromyko's there, we can take care of him.
Okay, thank you.
But probably you decide. Let me say... You work it out with him.
Yeah.
Probably you and the secretary are the best.
Yeah. I think this will be the best.
And then have Gromyko stay with Rogers in the perfect suit.
Yeah.
Now, the beauty of all this is, as you know, is that it's totally secure. If anybody gets within, 3 miles of the place, I'll have him shot. I mean that.
No, I understand.
There will be no incidents when he's here.
No, I understand. But really now, he really said, and was some daughters of that really, they feel he is rather, I should say, strong man. But they are here I have, for instance, daughters, and they're telling me, well, this is a difficult. And you see, when you give freedom for doctors, they could really put you in the bed. And saying 10 hours, 7 hours, this is really nonsense. All
right.
The things. And
but the thing is that if he stays there,
we
can have, he can have his breakfast in bed and all that.
Yeah.
And then we can have long chats and walk on the beach. You know that place.
Exactly. That's why I'm rather pressing very hard on
and,
him.
And I think, too, though, you and Henry worked out, I think it's good to let the press see us walking a bit there. What do you think?
You mean about what?
I think you and Henry work out. I think it's good.
Yes.
After we've been there a little while,
definitely.
Let the press see the secretary, Mr. Brezhnev, and I walking around pleasant place.
Of course, there is no problem.
You see? And we're going to do the same thing at Camp David, because that'll give the visit an extra, push.
Some dimension, you see, from Pacific to Atlantic, so to speak.
That's right. And then he will have been all over the country.
Yeah.
And, but you can assure your colleagues that there is no concern about security, because, by God, if there's anything, I'm pretty...
He didn't raise this question at all.
I know he didn't. But my point is, I'm concerned.
Yes,
I'm not going to allow these nuts.
Yes,
and we have nuts, and you probably have a few. but we've got more. And he will have a... See, this is military base, you see.
Yes.
I
was there, so I don't see...
Well, you were there with me.
Yes, I was with you, and I have no concern that exactly yesterday I sent him a private telegram explaining all the situation, and he answered me today. He said, no, I don't care about it, because I'm sure if I will be with the president, there is no problem, but he was just thinking how to make...
What I would like to do is this, and this will give us a chance for a long talk.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ride together on my plane. How's that?
Yes, this will be very fine.
We'll ride... Unless he wants to go on a separate plane, I'll give him...
He really appreciates it.
But then we can have a chance to talk on the plane.
Yes.
And it's very safe.
Yeah.
And then I can show him a little of the country, and then we drop down there.
Yes.
And it's a good way to finish our visit.
No, this is definitely so. I assume this will be the wonderful end of this really good trip, which...
Right. And then you see...
Success.
The thing about, as you know, the name of that place is Casa Pacifica, which means House of Peace.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And then we can, our final announcement might well come from there, you know?
Yes, it will be another statement, the can communique going out from there.
It's there.
Very good one.
That's right.
I think it's very good.
That's right. Rather than having, you see, we had the spirit of Camp David, you remember?
Yes, I remember.
And it sort of soured.
Yeah.
Now we can have the spirit of San Clemente.
Yes.
Or the spirit of Casa Pacifica.
Pacifica.
And it gives a message to the whole world.
I agree with you.
And be sure you pass that to Mr. Brashnev, because he and I, you know, our differences are well known.
Yes.
But by golly, we're for the peace of the world, and the two of us are going to decide it right now. Huh?
This is exactly the point. That's why he is... make it definite, and he really looking very much
yeah.
for this particular reason. And that's why he
asked,
right. to take a, I mean, this case, he wrote me, it's a rare case when he writes me, I mean, not specifically, but this I received, and he called me by first name, and I asked you to do and make it, because this is important. That's why I was calling immediately to the lady.
Now, with regard to the other parts of the visit, of course, we'll have the formal things.
Yeah.
We're at our house, and then your embassy. Is your embassy Tuesday?
Our embassy will be Thursday.
Wednesday.
Thursday. Your will be Monday, and our will be Thursday. And on Friday...
What do we do Tuesday and Wednesday, then? Oh, he's having other things.
No, we have it there, because then we have it on his meeting of the Foreign Relations Committee.
Oh, yes, my God.
Just for lunch.
Mr. Fulbright, yeah.
You know, and then he's going to sign with you on Thursday, on Wednesday. It's a... peaceful about the general principles, and on Thursday it will be signing of the major things about this prevention of atomic war.
Good.
On Thursday. So on Friday.
You want to do that Thursday, right?
Yeah.
On Friday, then what do we do Friday?
Then on Friday, that was suggested by Henry before, so we didn't change anything. It's exactly the plan as he proposed, and he said it was, he spoke with you. It's on Friday, then in the morning, around 12 o'clock maybe, you just put both of them on the same plane, go together there.
Right.
Because he's looking, that's why he specifically mentioned that he...
He likes the sea. Remember, he told me he likes the sea.
And he, jokingly, in this message, he asked me to tell you that besides a cup of coffee which you're going to have on the board of your plane, he said that he would like to discuss something else.
Yeah.
This really means...
Now, another thing I wanted to tell you, but is this just a secret between the two of us? And if you think it's wrong, you tell me.
Yeah.
But we're going to give him a couple things, but...
Yeah.
How do you think he would like one of those nice electric golf carts, the same one that I've got?
There.
You see, he could run around the Kremlin and so forth. You know, the electric golf cart.
Yeah, I understand. You see...
No golf. It isn't for golf.
Yes, I think it's a good idea.
But I'll wait till he gets there and see how he likes it.
Yeah, I think it will go and he will see it, and then you could give it to him. I think he will like it.
If he likes it, we'll do it. But that's just between us. Don't tell him now, because I'll make it a surprise.
Okay.
Now, at Camp David,
yes?
I think it's very important. We have two solid days of hard work there.
Yes, this is true.
Don't you think so?
Definitely. And
because
this intention, as less people as possible, really. You, of course, you will take, I don't know.
No. I'll take...
If you really, I don't...
We'll take the same number you take, no more.
Yes, this could be really, from Brezhnev, it will be Gromyko, myself, nobody else.
You see, the purpose of that
is
not to have a lot of show.
Yes.
We'll let them have one picture.
Yes.
But the main purpose of that is work.
Yes, definitely.
It's like, it basically be like the Dasha party, remember?
Exactly.
And we have a good hard talk.
Yes, this is exactly it.
Fine.
Well, I think...
Well, I hope he's looking forward to it.
Yes, and thank you very much. It's really... I'm going to send telegram right now, and he really appreciates what you are preparing to do for him. And he asked me to send the best greeting, and he really hopes it will be a very good result.
Well, you and Henry worked that all out, and he and I will just talk about the weather.
Yes, and he... I agree with you, Professor. At the same, he really, already for the second time, writing me that he want to come the second time here, and he expects you next year, because he is prepared to make a public statement. He, by the way, in his television address, he is going to say about it.
When does he make his television address, Mr. Ambassador?
He will be, well...
Sunday?
Henry proposed it on Sunday, but he could be pre-recorded on Saturday, I guess, and then he could...
Right.
be on Sunday. But he would like to mention, he sent me a text, I saw it, and he would like to announce that he invited, and he hopes that you next year you will come for another visit. So,
yes, well, let me say that we will say nothing here about the return visit until he says it.
Yes, I understand. But he,
but I will come, that's a commitment.
Yes, okay.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, well, I just wanted you to hear it from me personally. You may hear it from Hager.
I do appreciate it.
Yeah, and, but I'm just so delighted, and, we'll play it by ear when we get there, because you like San Clemente, didn't you?
Yes, exactly, because it's much more, I should say, easy. You and him, you will just decide it on every hour on the hour, so to speak, what you're going to do, because all these protocol people, they are just mixed up and making the life much more difficult.
But they get in the way.
Well, this is the point.
And the point is that he and I can sit in that little room upstairs, you know, where I write my speeches.
Exactly.
We can sit and have a little talk.
Exactly.
And maybe with you and Henry and nobody else.
Yes, exactly. I think this is the best way.
Good.
Okay.
Well, I'm delighted, and I appreciate all you've done on this, Mr. Ambassador.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ambassador.
Very much. Give my best to your wife.
I will. Thank you very much. The best to your wife, too. Thank you.